This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. She's a farmer. She's an author. She's a degreed scientist. Arjun is with us in West Virginia. And got a few more comments about to try to answer Arjun's question. So, we cut, rake, and bale our own hay. And then, so these bales are roughly 1,000 pounds in weight, and they are 5 feet wide. Ours are 5 feet wide and 4 feet tall. Other people have them 4 feet wide and 5 feet tall. But ours is 5 feet wide, 4 feet tall, about 1,000 pounds. And we bale that in the hay and tie it up with twine. We don't use the net wrap and we don't use the plastic wrap because we think it is destructive to the environment. So we use twine, and then in the wintertime, when we go to feed the cows, we have what's called an unroller. This is an implement that attaches to the back of a tractor. It's hydraulically operated, and it will pinch the center of the left side of the bale and the right side of the bale, and we can raise the whole bale off the ground, drive it with the tractor to where we want to unroll it, and then we just drive lower, drive forward, and it unrolls like a roll, a spool of twine, okay? And it will leave a path, an eighth of a mile long or so, of unrolled hay. And then the cows will go on the left side of it, the right side of it, and they'll eat almost all of it. And what they do is when they poop, while they're eating their hay, the poop is where we've unrolled that hay. Then tomorrow we'll unroll in a fresh strip, and the next day in a fresh strip. So what happens is we let the cows fertilize the field because we just don't. Some farmers are lazy, and what they'll do is they'll take a front end loader, pick up a bale of hay, drop it in a hay ring, and a hay ring is like a ring that's maybe 8 feet in diameter, and you just drop the bale of hay in there, and the cows all stand around in a circle. And they poop in a circle, so you have what it's like a donut of poop where the grass grows really well because the poop was there, but the rest of the field is not fertile. So we spread the manure and let the sun disinfect it, and it really, really works well. But not everybody does it because it takes more work. What I'm saying is there are techniques that you can adopt that will help you. So I'm thinking in your neck of the woods, you don't have a lot of soil in West Virginia because it's all run downhill. Into the low flatlands, and do you live on flatland?
Yes, it is flat, but you know, like there is mountains, you know, like everywhere, you know, like it, you know, like so. I mean, like it's not completely flat, you know, like it is like up and down everywhere, you know.
Yeah, right, right. So you know, you might have 40 acres. But it's really vertical, and it might measure out to 5 acres. But you know, if you were to calculate, it's 40 acres because you know, straight up and straight down. So Arjun, are you thinking about raising a cow or cows?
Well, I was thinking about like selling their milk, because the thing is that like it's more of a sort of a religious thing that like. Like cows, they are considered as like your mother, you know. Like yeah. I have seen some people, what they do is like even if the cows they get old, they don't kill them, they will take care of them, and also like but they will only use them for milk.
Okay, so here, here's Here's the comment. So during the break, I walked into the kitchen, and our son is a degreed farmer. So he's been to the university, and he's certified, and he has a sheepskin that says he's a farmer. And so he knows a lot about farming. He's about 30 years old, and that's what he does. He lives here on the farm with us, and he's real busy all the time, you know, taking care of the farm. And so I went into the kitchen. He was there, and I said, got Gwyneth on today, and Argent's with us, and he called in from West Virginia, and he's thinking about a dairy cow. And I said to our son, I think he'll like it for about a week. And our son said, no way, he won't like it that long. Because if you've never had a dairy cow, Arjun, you are in for being married to that cow, because here's what happens. You will have to milk that cow twice a day, in the morning and in the afternoon. You will not be able to leave the farm. You're going to have to stay there and make sure that that cow gets milked every single day, twice a day. It is, the dairy business has been destroyed by companies like the Chinese factory outlet. And what they've done is they used to buy milk from dairy farmers, like dairy farmers around here in Missouri. But then Walmart decided, we don't need no stinking dairy farmers. We'll set up our own dairy. Dairy farmers are going out of business because they cannot afford the feed, the care, the taxes, etc., to run a dairy operation. They cannot make any money out of it. Now, if it's a hobby, I mean, you've got a few cows and you want to have milk for your family, that's one thing. But if you want to go into the milk selling business, I think you're going to not be able to survive financially, because there's no money in it. They're literally, you'll have to have two or three outside jobs just to pay for your dairy business. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I think that I'm guessing, okay, and I'm assuming. I would like to ask Arjun, if you don't want to answer this question, that's fine. Are you a Hare Krishna?
That is actually one of the gods.
Do you have the religion of Krishna?
Yeah.
I like the Hare Krishna people. I think that they're very compassionate, and they have a very compassionate and beautiful religion. I've studied it somewhat. I'm not a Hare Krishna myself, because I've got health problems where it would be dangerous for me to become a vegetarian or a vegan. It would actually be dangerous to my health.
I'm non-vegetarian. You know, like I eat like chicken. About Krishna, Lord.
I like Krishna. I believe that Jesus Christ, when he was 18, traveled to India, and that he's the one that the Indians call Krishna. And that I know that a lot of the Krishna people say that, and I believe it's true. I believe that Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, that he traveled to India when he was 18 years old, and traveled back to Judea when he was around about 30. And then, you know, that's when most of the events in the Gospels happened. But I've got a lot of respect for the Hare Krishna people because of their very compassionate and aware attitude towards all life. Now, with regards to cattle, I was actually talking about this with Vincent earlier on this week. There is a particular plant which I think would be a very great help to you. It's called walking stick kale. That's K-A-L-E, okay? It's a specific breed of cabbage that instead of it growing small on the ground like a regular cabbage would, you know, a cabbage is not a small vegetable. It can be 3 feet across, but they're flat. They're horizontal and round. But this type of cabbage does not grow like that. It grows on a tall stem. Okay, And this stem can grow to be as much as 12 feet tall. And they can produce one leaf per day. And the leaves are absolutely enormous. They can be 12 to 18 inches long and 6 to 8 inches wide. And they were first bred, or this particular strain of them was bred on the Isle of Jersey, which is in the English Channel. And the island of Jersey was famous for two things: these walking stick kales and Jersey cows. And what the Jersey Islanders did was that they grew the cabbages and they fed them one leaf at a time. So they didn't pick the whole cabbage. They would go through their cabbage patch or their kale patch once a day, and they would pick one leaf off of every kale plant. And they would had a saying, and they said 60 kale plants will feed a cow. 60 kale plants will feed one cow. And so they would go through their kale patch and they would pick one leaf off each plant a day, and then they would take this basket of 60 cabbage leaves to their cow and they would feed their cow. And that was how they fed their cattle. And there was no machinery used, and, you know, the cow might stand in a small field, or it might stand in, you know, a cow stall. But that's how they would feed their cattle. And then they would get the cow manure and they would get a basket, and then they would take the cow manure and they would compost it, and then they would put the composted cow manure back onto the kale plants. And of course it would make them grow more. And that was the system that they had worked out. Now, kale plants are extraordinary. They grow best in the winter, but they will grow at any time of year. But it's best to get them started in the fall because of the cabbage moths. Like all cabbages, those little white butterflies that you get, and they hang around cabbage plants. They fill the cabbage plants with their caterpillars, and they can strip out a cabbage patch in no time flat. But these walking stick kales are absolutely remarkable in the speed that they grow. They can begin producing leaves, you can begin harvesting leaves from them from 8 weeks after germination. That is how quickly that they begin to produce. And at the age of 8 weeks, they will be about the size of a small, regular cabbage plant. And that's what they will look like on the ground. And as you pick the leaves from the outside of the plant, it forces them upwards. So within 6 months, they have a stem that is, 6, 8, 10 or even 12 feet tall within 6 months.
Arjun,
and then at the end of its life cycle, you can pick the cabbage off the top and take it into the kitchen and eat it. And if you leave the outside leaves alone at that stage, it will still flower, it will still set seed, and it will even send out side branches and make even more seed. Does that
Arjun,
make sense?
Arjun, please stay with us through the break. I've got a couple questions for you, and let's round this out.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth's with us live in Australia. Arjun is with us in West Virginia. Arjun, I've got kind of a personal question to ask you, but if you don't want to answer it, you know, don't. But are you on a path from New Jersey, from urban life in New Jersey, to rural life in West Virginia, to on your way to move across the road from us here in Missouri to set up your farm? Is that what this is? Is that what's going on?
Well, actually, you know, like I from past 1 year, you know, like since I started listening to you, like from like 1 year, I was actually, you know, I applied for jobs in Missouri, but I didn't get them. So I was planning this from past 1 year, 1.5 years. And the thing is that, like, I'm just looking for options, you know, like, how that can be, like, financially viable and you know, like, you can support yourself and as well as it's a little bit easier, you know, like, in rural areas, it's a little bit easier, you know, like, so I mean, like, by easier, I mean, like, there is less stress. You know, yeah. Like in the city areas, you are full of stress. You know, like and but you know, like everything has like its pros and cons. But yeah, but the idea is like it's just like I'm just like in the planning phase right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, it sounds to me like ultimately you're thinking about more land and becoming even more and more and more in control of your own destiny. And I was talking with David in Illinois, who's a USA Prepares instructor. I was talking offline on the phone yesterday. And we were talking about German Shepherds. and we have two German Shepherds, and we bought ours at the beginning of the Corona panic. And there was an ad in Craigslist for German Shepherds, and I forget the exact price. And I said to the, I called the man who was selling them, the breeder, and I said, I'm interested in a pair of female German Shepherds. How much would a pair cost? And he said, well, they're ready to go in 2 days, because we have to keep them 8 weeks, and they have papers, and $600 for the pair. I said, okay, I'll be there. I'll be there. I'd like you to hold the two largest females that you have, and we'll be there to pick them up. I will show up, and I will pay you in cash. I'll bring a station wagon. I'd like you to put them in the back of the station wagon. I'll hand you the cash, and we're going to be gone because of COVID. Okay? And that's exactly what we did. I talked to David yesterday on the phone about German Shepherds, and I asked him how much he paid for his. And he said he got a heck of a deal, a really good deal. They were only $1,400. His Shepherd was only $1,400. Okay. Lou Cassidy bought his from the same breeder that we bought ours from, and he paid, I think, around $1,200. Now, when David told me that he paid $1,400 and he got a good deal, I asked him, so what, how much would they have cost if he didn't get the good deal? Because I was shocked, okay? Because ours were $300 each. So they went from $300 to $1,200 to $1,400, you know, within the space of a year. Or a little over a year, just over a year. And I was stunned. David told me $4,800. So, you know, Arjun, we have 1,100-pound animals that we get, you know, I don't know, $1,000 for? And I'm thinking you could have a, I don't know, a 12-pound puppy that you can get $4,800 for? Sounds to me like you ought to be in the puppy business.
Actually, you know, like it's, it was, you know, like a long time back, I had like my neighbor, and he got like a dog from Canadian border, and it was just for $800. And I said, like, and my car was also for $800. You know, I bought it from my roommate. It was like $800 car. And so I said, like, I have a car which is like $800, and it actually takes me everywhere where I want to go. And this is just like a dog, you know. And I mean, like, it is for $800. So I mean, like,
So $800 is a lot of money to me. It's a lot of money to, you know, a lot of us in our class. However, an $800 car won't make more cars. You can't get two cars and it'll have a carettes. You get, it doesn't work like, but you can with puppies, you know, get a, and so why don't you think, and why don't you think about raising dogs, but you can't raise them in a small space because they bark and bark and bark and bark and bark. And pretty soon the police will be, you know, going circles around your property because the neighbors are all going to complain. But if you have enough land, they won't be able to hear them. Arjun, thank you so much. We've got to go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The White House reiterates the country will not be going back into shutdown mode after a recent increase in COVID-19 infections. Jen Psaki from the lectern.
You heard Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins reiterate this weekend. We've been clear we're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
On Tuesday, 25 COVID deaths were reported in England. The United States had 451 deaths nationwide on Tuesday. Mike Carey, a coal lobbyist backed by former President Trump, beat a herd of Republicans in central Ohio, while Chantel Brown landed a victory for Democrats in Cleveland, the pair seeking open House seats. The CDC has issued a new 60-day moratorium on rental evictions, a move the public health agency said would protect about 90% of Americans. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with the review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, tomorrow, Kathy will be with me. We'll be talking about domestic engineering, tips from the book, the unpublished, unfinished, unorganized, unavailable book that I'm writing. And I'm going to be telling you a story that you will not believe. It's about Vincent versus one of the largest corporations in the world. And I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you why I think it happened. And I'll tell you how it ended. I think you're going to be surprised. And here is a semi-rhetorical question. Do you ever wonder why other radio shows, now I'm not calling us a show, we're a broadcast classroom, but do you ever wonder why other radio shows don't discuss the topics that we here at USA Prepares Broadcast Classroom do? Do you ever wonder why they don't? I'll tell you why. Because they can't. We are educators, teachers, and doers, and they are talkers and entertainers. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about what I just said?
Yeah, I think it also has a lot to do with sponsorship. I've noticed something with a lot of people in this world. They don't know how to do anything. They literally do not know how to dig a hole. That's just the truth of it. There's a lot to digging a hole. And, you know, people don't know how to do that. They don't know how to fix a car. I don't know how to fix a car, but that's not my specialty. And I get around that by, you know, not really having a car. But the thing is that there's a lot of things that I do know how to do. And, you know, they make up for the things that I don't know how to do. And none of us can know everything, and every one of us has different specialties. But there's a lot of people out there that don't have any practical skills whatsoever. And then they go on the radio, and they don't have any historical knowledge either. And I was mentioning earlier about Robert Louis Stevenson. One of the reasons why I love his book is because of the accurate historical detail in them. When he writes a book about the Highland Clearances, it really is about the Highland Clearances, you know. And he lived, you know, at the tail end of the Highland Clearances. But, you know, he knew all the ins and outs and the details of what was going on during the Highland Clearances, and his books, Kidnapped and The Master of Ballantrae, in particular, are the ones that I'm thinking of here. But he would write books on events that have happened from his day 100 or 200 years ago. And he would do an intense historical study of the life and times of that era. And he would go and he would research primary sources, and he would get it on the money. He would get it right. And then he would go and write the book. And that's why he was a successful author, you know. But he knew what it was to live in the Scottish Highlands, because he went up there and he would walk around the villages. He would talk to the people. I don't know if he could speak Gaelic or not. Gaelic at the time had been a banned language for quite some time, even in his day, and it really only became unbanned at the end of the 19th century. But, you know, he would go and he would talk to the locals and he would listen to their stories, and he would observe how he lived, how they lived, and then he would go and learn the skills, some of the skills that the locals had. He would go on sailing ships and he would be there and he would experience stuff, and then he would go back and write about it.
But so are you saying that that's why we are different, because we actually know what we're talking about, because we actually do what we talk about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe we are the only... I believe we're the only ones in the radio world who do what we do. We're the only ones that are not pressured by sponsors. We don't have any sponsors. As a matter of fact, if I've never had a sponsor tell me what to do, here at Genesis Communications Network. And if I did, it'd be a real short discussion. Real short. Probably like click. Kind of like that. Because we...
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's not like it's all we're trying to do is tell the truth and teach people what we have learned so that they don't have to get bruised unnecessarily. And tomorrow's class, I'm going to tell a story that you're going to see what happened when I went head to head with one of the largest corporations in the world. I think they're in 130 countries. Pretty big outfit. And it'll be an interesting story. Gwyneth, we have David in Illinois. Welcome, David. By the way, David, hey. did I get that right? $1,400.
Yep, and that was a deal. that, and I've seen them all the way up. They were average, were $4,800 to $5,800, in going up. So I couldn't believe it. I can't afford it. It ain't happening here. Can't do it. Crazy, isn't it,
David? Well, it's beyond crazy. And so I mentioned to Arjun, you know, if he's thinking about cattle, they're a lot of work and you need a lot of machinery for cattle, but you don't need so much to raise puppies. You know, you need to have a good male and a good female.
That's what I would suggest to him. I can't believe how fast they're going.
Gwyneth?
Vincent, speaking as somebody who has bred dogs in the past, you need good fences, especially for shepherds. Because a shepherd will clear a 6-foot-tall fence. And you need, especially with shepherds, you need time to educate them properly. They and you know that, being an owner of German shepherds. I have owned German shepherds in the past. They are enormously clever. And if you are not there to mentor them, especially through the first 2 years of their life, but also afterwards, you're going to have a big problem on your hands. You're going to have 50 kilograms of highly intelligent dog that has very, very strong instincts to go putting its teeth into things.
Yeah.
I agree with her totally.
Yeah, when you mentioned a German Shepherd can clear a 6-foot fence, I was thinking a German Shepherd could clear a 6-foot male or female easily.
Yeah.
And I spent a lot of time with our puppies. I still call them puppies. They're a little over a year old. I take them everywhere with me on the farm. You know, I said, let's go to the barn. Let's go to the garage. Can you help me? And you know, they help me. Well, I guess they sit there and they are alert and they are looking down the driveway. They're looking every different direction, every sound. They are alert and they want to make sure that I am safe. And they take off like a shot if they hear a sound that they think is some kind of a threat to the family. They know that already. Instinctively, they know that. So they spend a lot of time with us. And it's really interesting how they'll see me sit on a couch, and then I might get up, or they might sit next to me. They might lie down next to me. I might get up off the couch, and they'll get on the couch. It's like, well, Dad does that. It's, you know, that's what I'm supposed to do. But, you know. Yeah.
I still have dogs. I mean, I still from time to time raise a litter of puppies. But my dogs are not as big as German Shepherds. Around my place, it's never mind the dogs. Beware of the owner. The dogs are the best security system that you could possibly imagine.
Right.
Some of them might be big enough to be able to be a serious threat to an intruder. But if any intruder comes around here, he doesn't so much have to worry about the dogs. He has to worry about me.
Yeah. And David, you had called.
But the dogs are the best breaking alarm that you could possibly imagine.
And they're tax deductible if you have a farm. David, you had something.
I was going to mention that.
Yeah. The dog, the dog collar, the leash. The fence, the dog food, the trip to the vet, the trip to buy the dog food, all those dog toys that you may or may not choose to buy. Don't buy the Chinese dog toys. David, you had some comments?
Yeah, now I got the money situation. It's like people just haven't grasped anything about financial stability or resources during this, because when I took him for a 16-week appointment, yeah, he's big. He's as big as almost a full-grown dog already, a German Shepherd. Actually, he is. They had a dentist. They said, we could pull his puppy teeth out in front already and start to fit him with braces. And I'm like, what? You're kidding, right?
What?
What?
Really?
As fast as this guy's growing, I mean, not only that, you're expecting me to put braces on a dog? You know,
this is hysterical. This is what the upper crust probably talks about, you know, at the cocktail parties where, you know, I'm talking about the ultra wealthy. So who is your puppy's orthodontist? I mean, seriously, this is crazy.
I'm worried about food. And they're talking to me about this. You know, I just shook my head and I'm like, oh, you got your no.
Don't worry about it, David.
They're already coming out. He don't even have all his teeth yet anyways. Oh, my God, how are you going to deal with that? You know.
The puppy teeth will fall out, and then the adult teeth will come in. That's what they do.
Let me take just a real quick detour.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we cover this. You know, we're talking about cattle with Arjun. And so there, I went to a livestock market during the broadcast, and this is in Oregon. And I'm going to read a quote from what's called the market report of 729, July 29th, 2021. So recently, about a week ago, right? A little less than a week ago. And this market report says, quote, and the market report is prices, you know, how much cattle are selling for. Quote, now more than ever, before, a proper vaccination program for your calves will keep them bringing more money. Buyers are requesting vaccination records on the calves. Some buyers are taking a firm pass on unvaccinated cattle this year. End quote. That means some buyers are saying, no vaccine, we're not buying. That's what's going into your hamburger and steak and whatever other beef products. Yes, that is frightening. And we do not vaccinate our cows. We do not.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So why don't other radio shows discuss the topics that we do here? Because they can't. David, any last comments that you wanted to make?
It's just that, you know, we got to do whatever we can do. I mean, I was shocked when I seen a lady on a TikTok channel where she went to a market and she bought a calf because it wouldn't even get $10 for a calf. And I'm like, that's sad. That's crazy.
Out west, ranchers and farmers cannot feed their cows because of the drought and because of the fires. It's very, very sad. Cows are starving to death right now in the West. And this stolen water thing, California stole the water from, you know, southern L.A., a desert, and Phoenix, Arizona, and Las Vegas, Nevada. The water was stolen from Northern California from farmers, from people who are actually productive, who are using the natural water sources on their own land for their own production of vegetables, etc.
Now, speaking about that farm and stuff, real quick, there was a government individual from California that I've seen an article interview with, and they said they would rather all the fresh water go out into the ocean just to stop the farmers from producing beef and meat, to stop the meat, you know, meat producing farmers. They would rather do that and waste that to stop them farmers because they don't believe we should be eating meat. I'm like, they're purposely destroying their state.
Ask Norm Shealy about that. He'll tell you that you can be a vegan, but you will not get the vitamin B that you need without meat. There's no substitute. You can ask Norm Shealy about that. The bottom line is everything in moderation seems to work well. So let's just take this tangent for a second. Let's say we're going to stop all beef. There are no more cows, right? What happens to all that grassland? It will turn into woods. Is that okay? If that's okay, that's fine. But if you want to mow that grass, you know, to keep it in pasture, for example, in fields, you're going to have to mow it. Now, how much gasoline will that take? If I we have a 15-foot mower here, okay, and we have some 6-foot mowers, you know, bush hogs. If I took the 6-foot-wide bush hog and I started on Monday and I started mowing the fields, by the time I got done on Friday, I'd have to start again on Monday and remow. And that would be using roughly a gallon of diesel fuel per hour minimum, more like 2. Okay, 2 gallons an hour of diesel fuel. Every daylight day, every day of the week during the growing season. That's what I would be doing. Now, the cows do that for us, and they don't use any diesel fuel. None. So, and they produce a product. So is it possible to do what we do and raise cows without injections? Yep. Is it possible to raise cows without antibiotics? Yep, we do. Can you raise cows on just grass? Yep. And by the way, that's when they came out of the factory, you know, the cow factory. That's how they came out, just to eat grass. We modified that model so that they need to be injected, detected, and receive hormones and antibiotics. Because the cattle factories, high-density cattle operations, the cows are so close, there's manure everywhere, they get themselves sick by eating their own manure because they have to. There's no way of avoiding it. We avoid that. We avoid that by having the right number of cows for the grass that we have. And we use the sun to disinfect, and we use a chain harrow to spread the manure so it disinfects it automatically by the sun. That's all you have to do, but you have to pay attention. It's as simple as that. You don't have to have all these immunizations. And by the way, you get to eat those immunizations. Gwyneth?
Yeah, those immunizations, they almost all contain cancer cells. And, you know, all sorts of horrible nasties. I have heard of mercury salts, aborted baby parts. This is animal vaccines, okay, and human vaccines as well. Because they test them on the animal, and then if they don't kill the animals immediately, then they release them to the human population. But they keep using them with the animals as well. They use aborted baby cells. They use cancer cells. They use mercury. They use the most recent one that I've heard is polyethylene glycol, which is antifreeze or coolant that some vaccine manufacturers are using engine coolant or antifreeze in their vaccines. You'd have to have rocks in your head to fill up a hypodermic needle with antifreeze and go injecting it into an animal or a human.
Yeah.
You
a
would
teaspoon.
Have to be absolutely insane to do that. And yet, that's
teaspoon.
What they do. That's what they put in the vaccine. Nobody
a
should
teaspoon
be taking them, human or animal.
A teaspoon of antifreeze will kill an animal, like a cat or a dog. And think about this, class. Some factory farmers, cattle farmers, take shredded newspaper. They mix it with chicken poop, and they feed it back to the cows because it's cheap. You don't have to do that. You can raise your own. Buy a farm. Do what we do.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.